I'm on an apostolic assignment with communion. The Lord's table has to be more fully unfolded in the body of Christ that we may partake, understanding the power of each time we partake. The government of this table has not been fully, I want to change it today, so I'm put it back on the table. The government of this table has not been, thank you so much, has not been fully understood. Notice what I said, the government, and put it back a little bit this way, the table. The government of the table has not, good, wonderful. The government of the table, the government, remember what I'm saying now, let me say it another way. Listen very carefully. Divine government. Sit down. The divine government of the communion table. Or the supernatural position that God has placed me in because of this table. This table, when I come to this table, it reminds me and empowers me for my divine rights. Y'all better write some of this stuff down. It is not just a formality. It is a reminder to me who I am because of who he is in me. Yes, y'all here? Y'all listening?
Yes,
this is the most important table in the world.
Yes, it is.
All of the elegant places, all of the aristocratic places, high places, kings and queens and princes and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, has no equal to this table. But if it turned out to be a formality and you don't know how to flow with it, all right, a formality, and don't know how to flow with it. Yeah, I want you to hear that now, because we've been through that for many years. This has been sort of a formula to us. I know y'all quiet, but the power that this table want to put in us or remind us of that is in us or stir up in us, what is in us is so dynamic in our healing, our health, our long satisfied life, our prosperity. All of it is on that table. See, when you see this table, you need to see a cross. See, they are synonymous. They're synonymous. Every time we come to this table, there's a resurrection.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, describe it better than anything. Then we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For those of you taking notes, you're not too warm in here, is it? That must be me. No. I want you to write down in your notes, eating at the kingdom miracle table. Eating at the kingdom miracle table.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me tell you something about a miracle. You're about to have a lot of miracles in your life because I'm about to tell you something. You listening?
Yes, sir.
See, miracles are not for you to perform. Miracles are for you to receive and release.
Yes, that's good.
Miracles are not for you to perform. Miracles by faith is for you to receive and release. There are miracles flowing through you at all times. Good God Almighty, I wish I had somebody here. Yes. I said, because you're a child of God, and because the nature of God is on the inside of you, miracles, let me say it another way, miracles are trying to flow through you at all times. But you can't perform them. You have to learn how to yield to them. From now on, you're going to be a miracle walker. Because you know, you don't, see, let me tell you something. I have my little daughter, I have her doing intercession right now. I want everybody to pay attention to her. Let me tell you her secret. I'm talking about boys. I'm talking about my intercessor I got praying. Let me tell you her secret. That was her daddy's secret too. And my secret too. Her daddy's secret, my secret, and I'm going to show you the secret. We don't know what we're doing. So that when you do that, you get out of God's way. Y'all don't talk to me. You see, because it becomes practical if you think you're doing it. And so you got to stay out of his way so he can use his broom like he want to use it. He's always sweeping. And he's sweeping you out and letting himself in. You everywhere you go, you're a miracle walking all the time. But remember, you can't perform it. So I'm going to give you two words before I give you the scripture. Yielding and releasing. Yielding. Our job is to yield and release. We can't perform. I don't care how long you prayed. I don't care how many scriptures you read.
Yes, sir.
You still want the scriptures that'll get you to yield.
Yes, sir.
All right? You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, this verse you're about to read, this table covered it. This is a powerful verse. Blessed, Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. See that?
Yes.
Who has, past tense, has blessed us with all. Notice what kind of blessing they are. Spiritual blessing. Where? That voice tell a whole story about all aspect of God and your relationship. But I want you to hear these two words because many of y'all about to get healed. Many places you need to go you couldn't go is yielding and releasing. Yielding and releasing. You don't have to see because sometimes we get in prayer and think we can perform it. Or we quote scriptures. Meditation puts you in a more of a yielding position. Because meditation, the revelation turned into a rhema, become alive. God become alive on the inside of you. And then you start thinking, greater is he that's in me than he is in the world. See, I'm not great, but great is he that's in me. So now notice that voice before I can take you any further. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, he is your God. And he is your
Father.
And he didn't say, who will bless us? So everything that is not a blessing, this table saying everything that is not a blessing is a curse, and you have, turn to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. You this table to remind you of the blood. Listen, whatever your body is saying now is lying if it's not good. Whatever your life's saying now, if it's not a blessing, it's lying to you.
Uh-huh.
And only you, by yielding and releasing, can correct it.
Yes,
letting, watch, listen very carefully, letting your real nature come out of you.
Right.
See, you are not natural.
No.
Whoa.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I'm going to use a word that is shocking. You are not normal. See, it's knowing how, help me, Holy Ghost, how to let the supernatural come out of you.
Yes, sir.
And come through you.
Yes.
and reduce Satan to nothing. That's how powerful a Christian is. I mean, I'm not talking about a churchgoer. I'm talking about how powerful a Christian is. See, Christ has redeemed us. I want you to see this before I start preaching. I haven't started preaching yet. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I mean, that's past tense. Right?
Yes, sir.
Being made a curse for us. Now, here's the secret. We know that, but we're aiming to perform it ourselves. And it's already done. So we need to have enough faith to yield and to let the Holy Spirit release in us what is already taken care of. Satan wants to keep you on the front side of the cross, suffering. But your sufferings are over because Christ has redeemed us. I'm already redeemed from sickness. I'm already redeemed from diseases. I'm already redeemed from dying early. But I got to know it and I got to yield to that. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, curse they want to hang on a tree. And verse, the next verse, because I got a powerful scripture to read to you. Give me verse 14. That the blessing. That the blessing. I'm blessed. Tell somebody I'm blessed. I don't care what you think about me, I'm blessed. That the blessing of Aaron might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ. See, everything come through who?
Jesus Christ.
Come on, everything come, not through you. Through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. You here?
Yes, sir.
If you're not here yet, you're going to be here today. The Holy Spirit is going to back me up here today. You're going to get blessed here today. Child, get ready for your blessing. Hallelujah. You can't. What? In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. So don't set up you as a dummy today. Don't set you routinely thinking about the same old thing going to happen. No, God going to minister to you individually today, and he going to deal with everything you're dealing with. All I need you to do is yield. The Holy Spirit, I can't do it, but the Holy Spirit, whom I represent, and the Lord Jesus Christ, want to move in this church today. He's want this communion to knock every poisonous thing out of your life today. Every thought of failure will be dealt with today by Holy Communion. See. Taking communion by routine is one thing. Taking communion by revelation is another thing. I'm about to train you how to take communion by revelation. Coming to the Lord table by revelation of the cross, of the resurrection,
yes,
of the ascension,
yes,
of the seated place of Christ,
yes,
and heaven coming down to earth. Listen very carefully. Listen, heaven coming down to earth through you. Wait a minute. I heard something else. Just like it came through Jesus. Y'all didn't hear that. In other words, your life, when you function in maturity,
uh-huh,
in the spirit realm,
yes,
you become Jesus,
yes,
living down on earth again.
Yes.
You become Jesus taking over.
Yes.
A miracle releaser.
Yes.
See, Jesus, the work that I do, he won't release miracles through you.
Yes.
But when you start performing, he can't. See, so I think we came out of tradition to performance. Now we've got to move to a further revelation,
yes,
that I'm a vessel, I'm just going to yield.
Yes. Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise, you know what the atmosphere even done. Praise God.
Say,
you know, I received that. Say something so the Lord knows we're in communication, all right? All right, now. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, again, verse 15, I speak as to dumb people. No. Wise men. Now, you're going to katalysia. You're going to recognize wise men here comprise of maturity. Maturing in the spirit. Write that down. Maturing in the spirit. It's time now, with all the demonic powers released on the world system, you better mature,
yes,
in the spirit,
yes,
and know that you have power over everything they turn loose.
Yes.
In Christ.
In Christ.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
You still here with me?
Yes, sir.
Well, wet the atmosphere with something. Say, hallelujah, glory. I'm receiving.
I'm
open, Lord.
Train
me.
Teach
me. To walk in the spirit. Now. So I'm gonna read a translation of this in a few moments. I don't know if I'll be able to get much further. I got a lot of things to say to you, but even in the translation of this, because I speak as to wise men. We're talking about the table now.
Yes.
Talking about the table. Watch, you're gonna find out we're talking about the table. Look at the 16th verse. The cup of what?
Blessing.
Which we bless, right?
Yes.
Is it not the communion,
yes,
of the blood of Christ?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes,
so when you come to the table, guess what? You're communing,
yes,
with the blood.
Yes.
Wait a minute, let me tell you further, because the excitement is not there. You're communing with the blood. In other words, you're in communication. It's just like myself and my wife talking about a situation that we need to talk about, discuss to get it in alignment. So we're communing with one another. See, at this table, you're having communion with power. You have a communion with everything paid for.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody said,
talk to me.
I'm talking to you. See, people come to church and say, oh, I don't know, I ain't that spiritual. Yeah, you are that spiritual. You got Christ in you. It ain't about all about what you know. Stop whooping yourself because you made a few mistakes. Yield to the spirit that's in you. Always somebody else. No, I'm talking to you. God talking to you. It's always somebody else. It's that deep point who know how to pray the long prayer and read 15 scriptures. No, I'm talking to you.
Hallelujah.
I love you.
Yeah.
I place my compassion on you.
Yeah.
I look over your mistakes.
Because
I know you didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take you somewhere else this morning.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take you out of that little crowd. I'm trying to take you out of that little leak that you have, that little leak you have in your life. I'm trying to take you from it and shut this thing down this morning. And you get in the real power of my blood.
Hallelujah.
Shut you down for thinking somebody else so spiritual. You need to get spiritual yourself. You need to recognize that it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit. You need to know I died for you. Just because you don't pray 3 hours a day doesn't mean I don't love you. I died for you. What the rest of y'all doing sitting down? What the hell? Why are y'all sitting down? He died for you. Don't be sitting down y'all all cute and everything. Get up. Let this power go in you, child. There's power up in here. Don't sit down and miss it, you know. You're not in no football game. And they all stand on their feet at the football game. When the ball, I just threw a ball. You get me? We just made a touchdown and you still sitting down. At the football game, when your team make a touchdown, you don't sit down. You get up and be screaming, jumping, spitting on people. You coming to this table, you're gonna make a spiritual touchdown today. I want everybody in the sound of my voice. How many online? I want everybody in the sound of my voice to score today. I want you to know that you won the game.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody just complacent and just, you know, we're going to take the communion and they're going to sing a few songs and then the pastor going to come up and talk about it a little while, you know, and I just been to church. Man, you've been to the ballroom, but you don't been to church. You've been to the game, but you haven't been to church. You see, church, you see, because, see, you leave the game, but you can't leave church. Now, I want anybody in here dealing with something just to listen to me. I believe that miracles, signs, and wonders going to flow through your life situation. But I want y'all to pay attention. Y'all, I know you're nice, you came to church. Thank you, you're nice for coming to church. But I want you to receive something. Well, you hear me? Because after preaching a little while, I've been preaching almost a half hour now. After preaching a little while, the Holy Ghost is going to walk in this place. Angels are going to walk in this place and start stirring the power up in you to bring you your akatanadeya, your bring you your divine benefits. Everybody supposed to get something here today. Take home with them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, this is not social.
Right.
It's spiritual. The Holy Spirit is here. And he is we got to shut this religion down. Shut this religion down. And I want y'all to start walking in revelation, knowing who you are by yourself. He lives in me. Say it.
Right now.
I'm releasing him.
I'm yielding.
And I'm flowing.
Sit down.
Now notice verse 16 again. The cup of what?
Blessing.
Blessing, right?
Yes.
What should we bless? Now look what he said. Is it not the what?
Communion
of the blood of Christ.
Woo, woo, woo.
Otherwise, we're here to remind ourselves we have the right to have communion with the blood. Now what that means? Everything that the blood has done, you have the right to have communion with it. The bread which we break, look what he says. He asks you a question. Is it not the communion of the body of Christ? We just call it communion. Now you know what it is. Right? For we being many are one bread.
Hallelujah!
And one body. Notice what he said. For we are all partakers of that one bread. They're talking about him, you see. Now, I read that in the Message Bible. Are you ready for this? Beginning at the 14th verse in the Message Bible. So, they probably put it on the board for you. Put it up so they can see it because everybody don't have a Message Bible. 1 Corinthians 10:14. So, my very dear friend, when you see people reducing God to something they can use or control, get out of their company as fast as you can. I need to read that again. So, my friend, dear friend, when you see people reducing God to something they can use or control, get out of their company as fast as you can.
Yes.
Verse 15 now, he's going to get better.
Yes,
I assume I'm addressing believers now who are matured.
Yes,
draw your own conclusion. When we drink the cup of blessing, aren't we taking into ourselves the blood?
Y'all
ain't saying nothing over there. When we drink the cup of blessing, aren't we taking into ourselves the blood, the very life of Christ? Now, I want you to think about it before you say it. But I want you to say it because I believe the Holy Ghost is going to do something with it. He just brought that up to me. I'm going to have you to say something, but I want you to let me say it first, and I want you to think about it because I think this is a supernatural invitation that the Lord is about to give you. A supernatural invitation that God is about to give me. I want you to think about it, because he just gave it to me. I just got it in my spirit, about to say it. This is my moment. That came out the spirit realm. That came out the spirit realm. Everything that's been shaking you or shackling you in any way, the Lord said, through maturity and through revelation and through faith, this is your moment. What moment? I'm fully persuaded what he has promised, he is also able to perform, listen, in my life, listen, today. I will not be weak in faith. I'll be strong in faith today, giving glory to God. What's happening to me right now, as I stand here, I'm going to give all the glory to God. I dare you say that. I dare you say it. I give. Your sight is in the glory of God. Your sight is in the glory of God. Just give him the glory. other words, I'm hearing this now. All old stories in your life have been closed. That wasn't for your benefit, that kept telling you you're not going to make it, have been shut down by the power of the Holy Ghost. Up in here this morning, the power of the Holy Ghost pouring out blood over your situation. The power of the Holy Ghost pouring out Jesus' blood on your situation. Who up in here? The blood of Jesus is being poured on my situation. On my body. On my health.
On my healing.
Right now. I'm being healed right now. The miracles of healing is flowing through this house and through my body right now in the name of Jesus. I'm hearing one word now. I'm hearing one word. I'm going to give it to you. Receive. You are here for a reason this morning. You could have been somewhere else. You could have said, I couldn't make it. You could have stopped to another church. You are here for a reason. Receive. I hear the Spirit of God saying, help me, Holy Ghost. There's a divine romance that God wants to set you up with now. A divine romance with God. Believe and receive. 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 Whatever you need to receive right now, believe it. Nobody got to know your personal business, but whatever you, oh my, you're here for a reason. This is a divine moment. Your heart desire is on this table tonight. In other words, let me say it a little stiffer. When you take it, he gonna make it. Because you're gonna come to the table in maturity. You're not coming here as a method. Help me, Holy Ghost. No, you're coming here believing. You're coming here not expecting to perform it, but to receive it. I mean, do you see the difference? You see the difference? In other words, all the things you have missed is about to manifest. By maturity, not by method, but by maturing to the fact that I can't perform it, I got to believe it and receive it. And even though I have to praise him, I have to pray, I have to meditate, but when I get through, I got to get back. See, that's why Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ. That's what the table says. This table is a reminder to you that you have the right to receive all things God promises you through Christ. When you're immature, you get crisis and Christ mixed up. And you pay more attention to the crisis than you pray to Christ. And Christ is the solution for the crisis. Y'all don't want me to preach up in here. See, my assignment as an apostle to get you in a format of maturing and shutting that childlike stuff down. You shouldn't leave here talking about I've been to church. I've been in the presence of God, and God talked to me and told me some supernatural thing, and my life not going to be the same no more. I'm going to give you three more words. Sit down. Write them down. Believing, receiving, and releasing. Yes. Believing, receiving, and releasing. That's your divine right. And all of them supernatural. And all of them got miracles in them. And all of them got signs in them. And all of them got wonders in them. Believing, receiving, and releasing. That's your part. I'm fully persuaded. My brothers and sisters, we have to stop living as normal Christians. Let God show himself through you. Look at verse 15 again in 1 Corinthians 10:15. I assume I'm addressing believers now who are matured. Draw your own conclusion. The 16th verse said, when we drank the cup of blessing, aren't we taking into ourselves the blood, the very life of Christ? And isn't it the same with the loaf of bread we break and eat? Don't we take into ourselves the body, the very life of Christ? Because there's one loaf. Our manyness become oneness. Christ doesn't become fragmented in us. Rather, we become unified in him. Now, listen very carefully. We don't reduce Christ to what we are. He raised up to what he is. Just tell me I'm preaching. Say, you preaching? Tell me, you talking to me? I believe it, I receive it, and I'm going to release it. God have mercy. Let me put some things in you right quick in the next few minutes. The reason for losing a lot of battle that come in your life is because you're coming to this table immature. My job, what I'm doing now, Yvonne, is want to mature everybody, myself and all of us, more matured, come to this table matured and as a child. As a child, you surrender, but you know enough that your maturity is surrendering. Man, my God. Your maturing is knowing how to surrender as a child. Yes. Let him do it. Yes. Good God Almighty. Yes. I said, let him do it. Yes. There's nothing up in here he can't do. All he need is for you. Let him do it. Then I heard two other words when I said that. It's over. When you let him do it, it's over. Talk to me, somebody here. See, I know some of y'all not believing it because you got to receive it and release it. So right now, you can sit here and you come to church and say, everything's solved. See, why? Because he's big enough. Yes. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about him. Yes. He's big enough. That's why he got you here. Yes. So everything's solved. Yes. Hebrews 11:1. Y'all look at me like I'm not preaching and it ain't happening. It happened. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and everything of things not seen. You got to have some faith up in you. I ain't preaching to your feeling. I'm not preaching to your facts. Wait a minute, you heard that? I'm not preaching to your feeling, nor your facts. You may have some facts stacked against you. Don't make no difference. Faith just wiped it out. So travel with faith. Don't travel with the facts. The facts can't change faith, but faith. Somebody just tell me I'm preaching. So you're preaching. I see you with me yet, man. I receive. Some of my partners stayed over. I see my sister over there. I stayed over for church this morning. I'm glad you're here. God, this is one of the most powerful messages I ever preached. Because see, this table, you got to be mature to come to this table. And without, I got to say it, without the apostolic government training the other ministries, we never come to this type of understanding how much matured power is in this table. When you eat this bread, you're eating Christ. When you eat Christ, Christ has got to go. When you eat Christ, criticism don't work no more. Don't care what nobody say about you. You're going on your way. You want me to say that, Lord? When you eat Christ, what you gonna be doing? Every creature that is against you must die. And no more crisis from the enemy can stay alive. What couldn't whip Jesus? Talk to me, boy. Can't whip me. Say it. What couldn't whip Jesus? Can't whip me. I'm in another world this morning, boy. The Lord talking to me. He's talking to me. He got his hand on me. The Lord want to minister to you this morning. You his child. He wants you to know it's okay. He wants you to know I got you. He want to minister to you this morning. All this mess going on, all these different cultures coming up, all the government don't know what they're doing, the president don't know what he's doing. God said, let me minister to you. When situation states its fact, I want you to stand up in faith. Facts can't handle faith. Because faith takes your life to truth. And truth is more powerful than facts. And you shall know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Stop dealing with the facts. Satan can bring facts, but only Jesus can bring truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So why you won't deal with those facts? Yeah, they're there, but put truth on them. I got to close, children. Clothes, children. I received a $500 check right there. She was sore. Sit down and write it down right quick. Your health and healing and health wisdom is on this table. In other words, this morning you're going to eat health. And drink help.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
On this table, I don't have them on a few more minutes. On this table, all the blessings await you from the power of the cross are presenting themselves to you at this table. Let me get this again because I want you to hear this. All the blessings await you from the power of the cross are presenting themselves to you at this table. This table is not a once a month revelation. And I heard him say, your benefits are about to shift in full gear. What did I say? Your benefit about the shift in full gear. What did he say? My benefits. Let's close with Psalm 103. Let's close with Psalm 103. My benefits. When I partake of this bread and drink of this cup, my benefit about the shift in full gear. My healing, my health, my prosperity, my happiness, my joy, my peace. Oh, my goodness. It's about to shift. Everything about to shift. Oh, my goodness. Some of y'all don't believe me. I feel like I'm trying to preach here. I'm trying to say what the Lord told me to tell you. I'm speaking for him, you know. So whatever I'm saying is him saying it through me. And he said, my word will not, Isaiah 55:11, return to me void. They will accomplish what I sent them out to do. Psalm, let's close and we'll pray and take communion. Psalm 103, verse 1. Come on, you won't be with me here. Come on, get it on the board, y'all. Stop sleeping. Psalm 103, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to listen to me back there. I'm moving. I'm in the spirit. You got to get somebody back there who know the Bible. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. Now, we can get stuck right there. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. He's Jehovah Raha. He's my shepherd. What? He's Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. He's Jehovah Shammah. I'm never by myself. He's my presence. He's Jehovah Tsidikanu. He's my righteousness. He's Jehovah Nissa. He's a banner over my head. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace. I'm never by myself. He keeps me in perfect peace. Then the next verse said, go to the next verse, I got to close. Next verse, verse 2. Bless the Lord, all my soul, all mine. And notice, benefit is plural. And forget not, see, this table is a reminder. of your benefits. Then go to verse 2 now. He just named all five of them. And I'm going to quit y'all from just laying around getting old. These five things tell you that he rejuvenates your body. You can't go with the world system. The world system is with the calendar. So keep stop adding your age up every 15 seconds. Who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy disease. Now go, yeah. Go. Forgive. What is it? Who redeemed? Wait a minute. Go back to what verse 3 just now?
Yes, sir.
No, that wasn't it. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity?
Yes.
So if you forgive me all my iniquity, what that mean? I'm holy.
Yes.
Say it, I'm holy.
I'm holy.
Some of y'all scared to say you're holy because you might have messed up last night. Say, I'm holy.
I'm holy.
You repent. God forgives you, and you're going to quit doing it. He healed some of these diseases now. Some of these diseases now, the medical world tell us they're too complicated. How much you heal? All our diseases. All thy diseases. Right? You hear them all, right? What's the next one say? What that mean? What? He protect you? From what? The snake! Who curl up there in beautiful colors like he is the real thing. You got to know how to kill him. We tread up on serpents, God. Power the enemy. Luke 10:19, do us no harm. I'm closing. Now I'm going to say something to you here. That don't let it go to your head. But actually the Bible, when God look at you, he see a queens and kings. Crowned thee with love and kind and tender mercy. Go ahead to the next verse. Let me close. Who satisfied our mouth with good things. Oh, suck it now. So that thy old age is renewed like the eagle. What that scripture is in Psalm Isaiah 54:17 about the eagle? What is that? It's in Isaiah. Somebody help me find it real quick. I'm gonna close. Huh? What is 40 what? 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. Or y'all gonna leave here. Isaiah 40:31. Put it up there. Holy Spirit, just show me something. They shall. They shall.
They shall.
They shall. Look at it. They shall. Look at this. Look at the boy. They shall. I receive your seed. That's a $500 seed.
They shall.
Look how many times is it there? They shall.
They shall.
How many times? They shall. How many?
Three
times. Three or four? Somebody can't count them yet. How many? They shall.
They shall.
They shall.
They shall.
Y'all saw four in there?
Yes.
But they didn't wait upon the Lord. shall, all right, that's shall, renew their strength. They shall mount up the wing as the eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall. I'm going to my house when I leave here, and I'm going to be listening at your house. And if I hear you complaining, I'm going to call somebody at your house and tell them, slap them for me. Stretch your hand toward this table. Try to think about some of the things the Lord said to you today now.
Yes, 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 yes.
I want you to take it in maturity, that you're matured enough to recognize what you're doing. You're not going to a ritual. No other organization can put this table before you. This God table. We live in this world with a divine privilege of being children of God. And he left this table to remind us that I'm still with you. Matter of fact, you must take this table as spiritual energy going on the inside of you. I'm eating Christ and I'm drinking his blood. Every time you take it. And you got to come here by faith. You can't come here by a ritual. This table is a table of revelation. Receive it. Release it by faith. I expect
miracles,
signs,
and wonders
as I partake
this communion
this day.
Father, in Jesus' name,
we bless this table
that as we partake
miracles,
signs,
and wonders
will manifest.
We thank you for Jesus.
We thank you for the blood.
And we thank you for the resurrection power.
We thank you for my brother and my sister
that are standing around me.
I take this table
in compassion,
receiving your compassion for us.
I have compassion
for my brother
and my sister
that's standing beside me.
Thank you so much
for your love
as we partake
of this table.
I bless this bread.
I bless this wine.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Be seated. Get ready to serve the people.
I don't want no one person clapping in here.
All y'all need to clap.
I'm going to just say it myself, because I heard
y'all have heard a masterpiece.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about me.
I heard it myself.
See, he was talking to me as I was ministering
and showed me some things I never had said before.
You understand?
So you have been at a special meeting.
If any of y'all decide to die ahead of time, I'm coming to your grave. I'm going to dig you out of that grave and whip you.
Because it's powerful, man.
How many know it's precious what you heard this morning?
I know it is. For me, it changed my life.
Gee. I'm now taking communion every day.
I told you, Leroy Torrey, and I'm telling you,
it's a rite. That's the only you don't make it a ritual and keep it a revelation.
My friend Oyedepu says, when you put that bread in, any toxic thing in your body, it drives it out.
It is said, it's the greatest medication you can take.
It is said it's the greatest mineral
and vitamin
and supplement
you can take.
Supernatural medicine.
Supernatural mineral.
Supernatural vitamin.
Supernatural supplement.
I'm expecting everybody who take this cup today, drink, eat bread to be healed. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's high blood pressure, diabetes. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Heart problem. I don't care. I'm expecting you to be healed. Have faith, please. Have, Jesus said, them boys saw that miracle, and Jesus said to them in Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Faith works from the end to the beginning. Faith is now. Faith is the I am-ness of God. And you created in His image, so you are I am. So when you function in your faith and facts lag, don't pay no attention to it. See truth. God said this was happening, it's done. So your body's still lying to you. Pain still hitting you. But you got to say, I have this. Now, don't think apostle don't go through none of this. I got to stand just like you. You see what I'm saying? What I'm preaching to you, I got to do it myself. I can't preach it like I'm flying on another jet or something. No, we're on the same jet, baby. I'm in a fleshly body. You understand? But you got to believe. You don't know what I'm going to do. A lot of my members stay at home and they think I'm not going to be here. She preach all the week. He ain't coming Sunday. Ha, 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 ha. Serve the people.